Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We'll continue the football conversation right now on the Zach Gelb Show with the great Gary Myers, the longtime NFL scribe, does a tremendous job writing books. It seems like he has a new book out each and every year. Had the best-selling book, Brady versus Manning, and now hosts a podcast called The GOAT, talking about Tom Brady. And Gary Myers is here with us back on the Zach Gelb Show. Gary, appreciate the time as always. And let me start you off with the coaching carousel before we get into the games this weekend. Robert Saleh and Arthur Smith, we know Saleh's going to the Jets and Smith, it appears, to be heading to Atlanta. How about those two hirings right out of the gate?
I like the Jets hiring a lot, Zach. And observing Robert Saleh on the sidelines, seeing him in press conferences, hearing what his players in San Francisco have said about him over the last couple of years, I think that he fits the outline or the job description the way the Jets wanted a CEO. They just didn't want somebody that was proficient on one side of the ball that would delegate everything to the other side of the ball. They wanted somebody that was going to oversee the entire team, which they have not had. When you think about it, you know, you probably go all the way back to Parcells in the late 90s, since they've had somebody that was truly a head coach of the entire team. Everybody else seemed to just specialize on one side of the ball. So I really like what I've seen of this guy. I've never met him, but I've just heard great things about him. And I just judging by the reaction of the Jets fan base and then comparing it to 2 years ago to Adam Gase, I haven't seen the Jets fan base this excited in a really long time.
Yeah, it's the difference of night and day from the Gase hire, that reaction, to where they are with Robert Saleh. For Arthur Smith, how do you think the Falcons will approach this? Smith is an offensive mind coming over from Tennessee. Do you believe that they're going to keep Julio Jones and Matt Ryan, or they try to get younger and really hit the reset button here?
Well, they're picking high enough they can get one of the quarterbacks if they want to have him learn behind Matt Ryan. Arthur Smith, you know, kind of came out of nowhere. He's been in Tennessee forever. But the work that he did with Ryan Tannehill after Tannehill's career really went, you know, the arrow was pointing down after 3 years with Adam Gase. And, you know, that was one of the reasons that I thought Smith would have a real shot at the Jets job, because, you know, the blueprint was there. You take a guy that Adam Gase has worked with, and you straighten out his career when people thought his career was not salvageable. And then you bring him to New York. You take a guy whose career really went downhill with 2 years with Adam Gase. And then, you know, if Arthur Smith can straighten out Tannehill, maybe he'd be able to do it with Darnold also. But I think that's an interesting situation in Atlanta, because they have some very high-profile, big-money players. And you'd have to say that Atlanta has reached a point just a few years after that Super Bowl atrocity that they probably need to go through a complete rebuild at this point. Start over with a quarterback. They can probably still get a lot for Julio Jones and just build it back up.
Gary Myers here with us. Last year, the surprised hire, the out-of-nowhere hire, was Joe Judge going to the Giants. This year, with the names that we know so far, it appears that Dan Campbell, who's with the Saints mm-hmm. right now and was an interim coach in Miami after Joe Philbin was let go, it looks like he's going to Detroit. What do you know about Dan Campbell?
You know, I've known him for a very long time because he played for the Giants in my years at the Daily News. He was an excellent babysitter for Jeremy Shockey. who was kind of needed somebody to stay on him in his first couple of years with the Giants. And I always really liked him. He was a great locker room guy. Although he wasn't the starter, the players gravitated towards him. And I thought that was really impressive. And I know how much Parcells liked him in Dallas. And he's got Parcells on his resume. He's got Sean Payton on his resume. And he's an impressive guy. It wasn't until a couple of days ago that his name really started to surface as a viable candidate in Detroit. Everybody assumed that Robert Saleh was going to go there because he's from Dearborn, but clearly it didn't work out that way. Saleh wanted to be with the Jets. It wasn't like he got shut out of other jobs. He wanted to be with the Jets, which opened up Detroit. It kind of made it wide open there. And I think Dan Campbell will do a good job. They either need to find a way to keep Matthew Stafford healthy or trade him and pick one of these young quarterbacks, because the Lions seem to be the same team every year, don't they? A little sign of early promise, even though they blew the opening game of the season this year. And then they get into that games 7 through 12, including the Thanksgiving game, where their season always falls apart. Stafford gets hurt, and then they finish 5-11. It just seems that they're in a vicious cycle right now, and maybe the way to get out of it is getting some for Stafford while they can, and again, like Atlanta, starting over.
So it appears, as Gary Myers here with us, that the former Lions, Saints, Cowboy, and Giant, and Dan Campbell's going back to Detroit. Let me hit on the last hire that we know right now, Urban Meyer, going to Jacksonville. You've seen transitions before, college coach to the NFL. How does this legendary college coach, you think, fare out in Jacksonville, where he's going to have a nice number one overall pick there in Trevor Lawrence?
Here's an interesting thing. Jimmy Johnson, we always knew at some point, wanted to come to the NFL. Nick Saban had a history in the NFL. He worked, for Belichick before he went to Michigan State and LSU. And so him going to the Dolphins, I was a little surprised, but it wasn't like a shock because he had the NFL in his background. Urban Meyer, I just never heard until this year.
Agreed.
That he had any desire to coach in the NFL. And I think it's a really hard thing to do. Now, obviously, he's a bright guy. And for his sake, I hope he's been studying up for a lengthy period of time, because getting into the NFL for the first time at this point in his life, where he's had some health issues, I just really wonder about this hire. I mean, I was really caught by surprise when this started developing. And based on his history, I mean, he's mercurial. And that's not necessarily a good thing. So I put the over-under at like 3 years that he stays in Jacksonville. And obviously what made that job really attractive is the opportunity to coach Trevor Lawrence. But by no means do I think it's a given that he's going to be successful there.
Eric Bieniemy is also a very popular name. Did not get a job last year. And then this year there's only three jobs left: Houston, the Chargers, the Eagles. I don't know if Philadelphia would do it after moving on from another Andy Reid assistant, the Chargers. It seems like that may be Daboll, but that's not 100% certain. Now, we know Watson wants Bieniemy. What are you hearing on the Bieniemy front, and do you think he gets shut out here once again?
He's a really interesting situation with him is really interesting, Zach, because on the surface you would say that You wonder, at least, why isn't this happening for him? He's learned and coached with Andy Reid now for a bunch of years. We're still not exactly sure how often he calls the plays, but, that's a little bit of a negative, but not enough that you'd say, okay, I'm not hiring him. I mean, Joe Judge was a special teams coach, and he got a head coaching job. This guy's been an offensive coordinator of a prolific offense, and Patrick Mahomes loves him. I don't know him to the point that I can say, he's not going to be a good interview, because just watching him on the sidelines and listening to him speak, it seems like he's a forceful personality that would command a room. I don't know if there's anything else that maybe he doesn't interview well, or maybe some stuff that teams have asked him about that he's not given good answers to on a consistent basis. But it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me that a guy who has been, you know, riding shotgun to Andy Reid with a prolific offense and a great quarterback is not like the first one off the board. I'll be really interested after this hiring cycle is over and if he does not get a job to hear his comments. Maybe he will beat the Super Bowl this year about what happened. He's got to feel a little better at this point, I would imagine, if he doesn't get, there were seven openings this year. If he goes 0-7 after, I don't remember how many there were last year, but enough that you think he would have more of them. So maybe there's just something here we don't know about. I don't know.
Gary Myers here with us. All right, Gary, let's get some predictions of the games this weekend. Who's advancing to the AFC title game? You got Ravens, Bills, you got Browns, Chiefs. Who's playing next weekend in the AFC?
You know, I like the Ravens in the game in Buffalo. They're just, I think they're more of an experienced. Well, I know that they're more of an experienced playoff team. I think Lamar Jackson getting that first playoff victory last week, it kind of removed a little bit of a psychological barrier there that he doesn't have to answer those questions anymore. Buffalo did not play particularly well against the Colts last week. A better coach game by Frank Reich, and the Colts could have beaten them. I don't think it matters. A team like the Ravens, who play tough defense and they can run the ball, matters that they're playing in Buffalo, and you know they'll have 7,000 fans there, which you know makes much of an impact. So I like Buffalo. I mean, I'm sorry, I like one game, and then.
Hey Gary, your phone's cutting out on us a little bit. You got us still?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, now we got you. So you like the Ravens up against the Bills, and then how about the other game? I'm assuming you're going Kansas City.
I like Kansas City to beat Cleveland actually fairly easily. I don't know what happened to the Steelers last week, but they just never showed up. And you know, credit to the Browns for taking advantage of it. But that's not going to happen in Kansas City. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game by, you know, double digits.
And then last one for you, Gary Myers, NFC title game. Who's going to be playing that next week? I'm assuming you're taking the Packers over the Rams, but how about that Bucs-Saints game?
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to have a very hard time scoring in that game, especially if it's really cold. I've seen that act before when West Coast teams have to play in really cold weather cities in the playoffs. And then the other game... Boy, I think this is going to be a game for the ages with two legendary quarterbacks. I think it's going to be a really high-scoring game. And I actually think that, you know, Brady's just got some magic going there again. And to me, Breeze just isn't playing, hasn't really played that well since he came back from the injury. And I like the Bucs in that game and, you know, get Brady one step away from his 10th Super Bowl.
And there you go. The name of the podcast, it's The GOAT, Tom Brady. How do people catch it?
As they say, Zach, wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcast, you can find The GOAT, Tom Brady, on Apple or wherever you get them. And that was a lot of fun to do. I hope people download it, enjoy it. And this is usually the best weekend of games of the whole season because they're always, you know, pretty competitive. And back-to-back games 2 days in a row is a lot of fun.
Gary, appreciate it. You and the family be well.
You too, Zach. Take care. Thanks. Say hi to your dad.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.